Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahir Chisate with the evening news. The headlines. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan urges youth to be drug-free for a Viksit Bharat. Startup Nagaland signs MOU with two tech incubators to boost innovation and entrepreneurship. Twan Sang Ho's Pwanglum Mini Hornbill Festival. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton urges preserving rich traditions. And physical and medical screening completed for Nagaland police recruitment. Now the news in detail. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today said that the vision of a Viksit Bharat can only be realized when the youth of the country is drug-free, healthy and purpose-driven. Addressing the University of Delhi's drug-free campus campaign in the national capital, the Vice President said that the campaign aligns strongly with the government's Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan. Mr. Radhakrishnan underlined that substance abuse is a social challenge, a public health concern, and a threat to country's demographic dividend.
Use of drugs by the youngsters, but today it is the need of the hour that we all must work together. Not only we keep ourselves free from drugs, we should not allow our friends, relatives, whomever we know, they should not get influenced by the drugs. That is the ultimate aim of us today.
Startup Nagaland under the Department of Industries and Commerce today entered a Memorandum of Understanding MOU with two new technological incubators, namely NITI Incubation Center and Aboriginal Business Technology Incubator. The partnership aims to establish a technology-driven startup incubation center to promote innovation, entrepreneurship and digital transformation in Nagaland. The MOU was signed at the Directorate of Industries and Commerce in Kohima in the presence of Director B. Toguga Sema. The Pwanglum Mini Hornbill Festival of the Chang community was held today at Twensang. Addressing the inaugural program, Deputy Chief Minister Yuen Thung O Patton described Twensang as the mini Nagaland, where many tribes coexist. Conveying Pwanglum greetings, he highlighted the Chang community's role in promoting peace and harmony in the district. He also noted the historical significance of the district and stressed the importance of preserving the rich culture and traditions of the community. The Deputy CM also mentioned that the demand of the Eastern Nagaland People's Organization has been forwarded to the Government of India. The chief host of the festival was Minister Bashang Mongba Chang. The event was attended by Minister C.L. John, advisors Kajetu Kinimi and A. Pangjung Jamir, along with other dignitaries. Highlights of the festival included log pooling, cultural presentations and indigenous games such as tug-of-war and Naga wrestling. The statewide physical and medical standards test for constable recruitment under the Nagaland Police Recruitment Rally 2026 concluded today. In Dimapur, Chumukedema and Newland districts, Commissioner of Police Dimapur Autula T. Imchan informed that out of a total of 3,377 applicants, 2,020 candidates appeared for the test over the 6 days.
Total number of candidates who apply kurigina thakado 3,377 thakishe. Olibi over the past 6 days, 2,020 candidates have appeared for the recruitment rally, and then 1,357 candidates ito dondo appeari kurana yedi rally de. So ito higina recruitment process do within the presence of all the media and then CSOs, district administration representatives aro DLSC varlo higina under the supervision of the departmental recruitment board do ito kurigina amagan yeah complete kurigina.
Commending the candidates for their efforts, Ms. Imchin appreciated the cooperation of all stakeholders for the smooth and transparent conduct of the recruitment rally. A total of 144 vacancies were notified for the three districts. Meanwhile, in Shamato district, the recruitment rally recorded the participation of 577 candidates, out of which 187 qualified for the written examination. The written tests will be conducted on January 20, with further details to be announced soon. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has stressed that resilience, innovation, cooperation and sustainability will be the key priorities during India's chairship of BRICS 2026. Speaking at the launch of logo, theme and website for the BRICS Summit, Mr. Jaishankar said, these priorities will provide a coherent framework across the grouping's three foundational pillars, political and security, economic and financial, and cultural and people-to-people exchanges.
India approaches its chairship with a humanity first and a people-centric approach. Inspired by the guidance of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, our chairship theme, Building for Resilience, Innovation, Cooperation and Sustainability, reflects our belief that cooperation among BRICS members can help address shared challenges in a balanced and in an inclusive manner.
The minister said India will seek to bring together the potential of BRICS countries for the greater global welfare during the summit. Chief of Defence Staff Anil Chauhan, CDS, today emphasised that the active participation of young citizens is crucial in shaping a Sashakt and Surakshit Bharat. Addressing the National Cadets Corps Republic Day Camp 2026 in New Delhi, the CDS called upon the youth to align their path and destination to achieve the nation's destiny with an element of nationalism. He said that choosing the right path, guided by national values and commitment, will enable cadets to fulfill their aspirations while contributing towards national development.
When I'm saying your path and destination should be aligned, it's a choice we have to make today so that you reach the correct destination and achieve your destiny. This choice which you make to achieve your destiny should also have an element of nationalism into it.
Highlighting the role of armed forces, General Chauhan said that serving the nation in uniform is not just a career, but a lifelong commitment to duty, honor, and sacrifice. Prime Minister's flagship platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati, has marked a significant milestone with the successful conduct of its 50th meeting. Since its launch by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015, Pragati has transformed governance by enabling real-time monitoring and resolution of key infrastructure projects and public grievances through direct prime ministerial review. The platform exemplifies cooperative federalism, bringing together the centre, states and union ministries on a single digital interface. Today, in this special series, we take a look at the 4.5-kilometer-long Patna Ganga Relkam Road Bridge in Bihar.
Patna Ganga Relkam Road Bridge, popularly known as JP Setu, was conceived as a transformational multimodal infrastructure intervention across the river Ganga at Patna in Bihar. The project was sanctioned in November 2001 at a cost of 3,774 crore rupees. The project encountered significant on-ground challenges like land-related constraints, encroachments, resettlement, and rehabilitation. Due to the delay in execution of the project, its cost increased by 5 times. The project was reviewed during the Pragati meeting by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on 25th March 2015. During the meeting, Mr. Modi directed to hand over the land to railway and expeditiously disbursement of compensation. With focused monitoring and timely resolutions of implementation challenges, the project was completed on 4th March 2022. The bridge fundamentally transformed connectivity across the river Ganga, reduced logistics costs for agricultural produce, industrial goods and essential commodities, and strengthens regional supply chains and market access. Asanyu, Akashwani News, Kohima.
And the Naglin Board of School Education has revised the date of examination for the Computer Science and Informatics Practices 2026. According to an official notification, the exams for both Class 11 Promotion and Class 12 will now be held on March 5 this year instead of the previously scheduled March 4. However, routines for the rest of the subjects remain unchanged. The board has directed all heads of institutions to inform the students about the revised date. To end the news, here are the main points once again. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan urges youth to be drug-free for a Viksit Bharat. Startup Naglin signs MOU with 2 tech incubators to boost innovation and entrepreneurship. Twen Sang Ho's Puanglam Mini Hornbill Festival. Deputy Chief Minister Wai Patuan urges preserving rich traditions. And physical and medical screening completed for Naglin police recruitment. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.